Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. What does it actually take to create a television pilot, especially if you don't have the backing of a studio? The creators of The Host are in the process of finding out. The new TV sitcom takes place in Sacramento and features the exploits of a guy who books backyard comedy shows starring real comedians. A screening and a live comedy show is scheduled tomorrow night, May 19th, at the Sophia. Jack Matrenga, Luke Soyn, and Joe Honor are the folks behind the show, and they're here today to tell us more. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Luke, I want to start with you. What is The Host about?
The Host is about a fictionalized version of me hosting a backyard comedy show, which I do in real life in Tahoe Park. So you should come to that at some point. But it's about... This episode, I guess, is about me trying to find something called Pilly Poppers for the guest star, Shane Moss, who is a really cool, hilarious comedian. He's really into doing psychedelics and stuff, so I just sort of wrote the episode based around his persona in real life.
We had a similar conversation with Shane on Insight not too long ago.
Right. Nice.
So I think some Insight listeners are aware. I have actually seen the flyer in Tahoe Park.
Really?
You know, about the backyard comedy shows.
I put those up myself.
Good. Well, you know what? Hey, people are seeing them, myself included. What do you think the appeal is to a backyard comedy show?
I think it's like convenient, because I think most of the people that come are neighbors, you know, like people will come and they'll be like, I've been seeing the flyer for 3 years and I was like, I should go check that out. And then they finally come and I'm like, cool. But yeah, it's like you can just walk over. It's BYOB, so there's no worry with driving. You don't need an Uber. You can just walk over and have fun. And then I actually get really good comics. Like Shane Moss was there in September and he did a real show. So yeah.
As a viewer, it's intimate.
Yeah,
and it's right in front
imagine.
Of your face, and you're there.
Yeah,
that is the appeal from being on the, in the audience side.
Yeah. So Jack, when did this go from just enjoying and taking part in backyard comedy shows to actually a TV pilot?
I think it was late last summer. We were trying to put together a monthly comedy show, and we wanted to do something a little extra on top of the live show. And we thought maybe a short featuring the headliner that we could put out alongside the actual show every month could be a cool addition that's different. And then we sat down with Luke one day and realized that he already has this show going on and it actually lends to some pretty interesting storylines. And we were like, wow, this is the direction we should go. And from there, I mean, we've talked about writing, probably spent a couple hours on a Zoom writing, and then Luke went to town on the script and had it done in like a few days and sent it back to us. And we were like, okay. Well, yeah. that's the direction.
That's like the fastest I've ever written any script for anything. Yeah. And yeah, so but I think it turned out well.
So, Joe, I mean, you are no stranger to putting on live events. I mean, you are with Hyper Live Events. How was making a TV show, a pilot, different?
We had never done it before. So, you know, we just kind of got people together that were... We had no budget either, so we just got people together that were interested in working with us and did our best, and it turned out really good.
Yeah, what did you like most about the process?
It was a lot of work. I don't know that I liked it. You know? It was a lot of work in dealing with people's schedules, and you know, people are donating their time, so you can't say, "Hey, be here at this time." It's like, "When are you available?" Yeah. Okay, we'll work around that. And
Joe took on all the stressful parts of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why his answer is like
that, like the pregnant pause. How do I say this?
He's remembering all the cancellations we had to do postponements because
we'd have like people who were the week of. They'd be like, "I got a paying gig, so I have to do that," and be like, "What do we do? How do we make this happen now?"
And we would want to honor that, of course, you know.
Yeah.
And that being said, the people were very considerate and willing to be a part of it, and that is looking back, that is one of the coolest things is everyone that was involved from the comics to the crew, they were just happy to be there. And when you don't have a budget and you're not paying, it's like, that's rare to see, but everyone was pumped and it made the final product turn out really good.
It just seems like Sacramento's creative scene, whether we're talking to musicians or writers or comedians, it's pretty tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The comedy scene is yeah, it's great. Like, there's a lot of hilarious comedians that people just don't know that they should know, you know. But I mean, a lot of times people move away, they go to New York or LA or something, and then they get bigger there. But we have lots of great talent here, myself included. I don't know.
Yes, that's funny. Joe would bring me out to comedy shows, and Luke would be on them, and I don't know, opening or featuring, and I would always come away and tell Joe, I was like, dude, Luke was the funniest guy on that show that night, and to have him being the star of the sitcom is, and not only that, but writing and directing it, man, what a
treat. I feel like
Luke.
I'm the least funny part, though. It's like me, I'm the straight man, and everyone around me is crazy, so that's it's me just reacting to people. Yeah.
How long did it take to get the pilot to a place where you all felt comfortable screening it and shopping it around?
6 months of shooting, month or two of editing.
And two of those months was just the weather was bad and the holidays. So we just had to wait until it wasn't cloudy. Because we started filming and it was sunny. And then we were like, every day is cloudy. And now it's Christmas. You know, like, so.
Yeah, speaking of the stress, we can't control that, right?
Yeah.
So we have all these shots planned. They have to match.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's cloudy for 6 weeks or foggy or whatever that was, you know?
Yeah.
That can be so frustrating. Mm-hmm. So let's get into the pilot. What are some of the underlying themes that you're exploring in this first episode?
I think one thing about my character that's true about me in real life is I'm a people pleaser, like to a fault sometimes. So it's like sort of that classic story of like Shane asks for this thing. He's like, I need pilly poppers. And I'm like, I got you. Like, I don't even ask him what it is. You know, I don't know anything about drugs in the show. So I'm just like, yeah, I'll just find it. And then I'm scrambling to try to find it. So it's like, it's that thing of hopefully learning at the end that you don't need to freak out about stuff. And, you know, it's okay to ask questions or say no. I mean, you know, we're not like exploring deep themes here, but it's meant to be like a funny.
Yeah, the classic underdog theme, though. Luke is always struggling through problems, but we like the idea that he accomplishes those and gets through those struggles by the end of the episode.
And you did share a trailer of the pilot. It's featuring Shane Moss, and we're going to take a listen. I think you set it up pretty well, Luke, so let's
hit
play.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, who do you have on the show tonight?
Oh, it's comedian Shane Moss.
Oh, my God, Shane Gillis? I love him.
Do you know what pilly poppers are?
Maggie's uncle?
Cousin. No, it's like a psychedelic that Shane wants for the show.
I got you.
Come here.
What do you mean you can't do it?
I'm out the game.
Out the game? What happened?
Did you get the pilly poppers?
My plug got unplugged. You're going to have to find those pilly poppers all by yourself.
What the hell are pilly poppers?
All I have is shrooms right now.
Have you tried Googling it?
So, given that you were able to write this pilot so quickly, how closely do, I guess, the scenarios and the characters resemble real life people?
I mean, I think I'm pretty close to me. Mike Nordstrom plays he like helps me run the show in the show. In real life, I do it by myself, but everyone's like an amplified version of themselves, but he's definitely like that. Like the way he speaks in the show, he sounds like a cartoon, but that's him. Like he really talks like that. Yeah, he's really funny. I mean, Shane was Shane. My neighbor Joseph, that's who he is when you see him in the show.
Some of the other comics did very well playing roles, though, that
yeah,
were
that's
not
true.
Them. And
like Gabe Alexander plays a rapper that we made up.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
And Ethan.
Yeah. Well, and Jack here played a rap producer. He's just I want to play this character. We're like, we have no idea how this is going to go. And he killed it. Like, you were so good.
There's a mix of both. Some people that are very close to who they really are, and some people that went above and beyond to portray a character. And they did a great job.
Like Britt Beerer, too. She's not like that at all in real life. But she nailed it. Like, the way I wrote the character, she just found an even better way to portray her and make her funny. Like, Britt always finds, like, a cool, like, she just gets it. And she's a great actress, so it's really cool to work with everybody.
So, Jack, in preparation for a rapper, what kind of preparation did you do, or did you just kind of have fun with it?
I just kind of had fun with it. The preparation I did was order some press.
There was no
some
method
press on,
acting?
No. I ordered some press-on tattoos to put on my face. But no, I ran a voice by Luke one day in the parking lot, and I remember saying to him, I was like, well, I'm not just going to go in there and like talk like how I talk. I'm going to do a voice. And Luke goes, oh. Like what? Yeah. What kind of voice are you gonna do? Obviously worried, but no, there wasn't much to it.
Citrus Heights rap producer. If you picture that guy, that's what Jack is in the show.
That does paint a visual. Yeah. Joe, are you in this at all? Do you make a cameo?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I sell Luke some drugs.
Yeah,
yep. As a kid, as he comes up with an apron, he's a chef.
Yeah.
But for behind the Tower Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So being in the pilot, does that actually kind of take some of the stress off, being able to play a little bit and be part of it?
The stress it takes off is having to coordinate with a different actor. It's like, I'm going to be there. I'll just be that character that day. Then I don't have to coordinate a schedule. And it was fun too, to step in front of the camera.
Awesome. So when it comes to shopping this around, what has the response been like?
Well, I mean, so far, we got into the Nevada City Film Festival.
Nice.
Which will be at the end of June, the 26th through the 28th, which we're really excited about because that one's close, which is nice, but it also is it seems like a legit festival. Like, we're excited to be part of it. So they haven't, I don't think they've officially put the lineup out, but they told us we could tell people, I think. So there it is. We're going to be there.
Well, the cat's out of the bag.
This is the beginning. Tomorrow night, the premiere will be the beginning. We'll gauge the response. We think people are going to like it. And then from there, we'll try and get in more festivals and
We have some friends that might be able to help us get it in front of people, so we'll see what we can do. Yeah. I mean, nothing official, I guess, yet.
So for people who want to go to the Sophia tomorrow for the pilot screening and a live comedy show to boot, which is, you get a twofer. That's awesome. What can people expect tomorrow?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you want to take it, Joe?
Well, they can expect to see the comics that are in the sitcom performing in front of them on stage, and I think that is going to be one of the coolest parts of the night.
Yeah. It's like an hour of stand-up, including Shane Moss, who will be headlining. He'll do about 20 minutes, and then we'll show the sitcom itself, so in a theater, which is cool. It's always fun. It's fun to see yourself on the big screen, I think. So, and a lot of people will get to do that tomorrow, everyone who was a part of it. So
that's
I'm excited
awesome.
For that.
A big thanks to the Sophia for letting us do a free show, too, because we wanted to have a free show because everybody donated so much time. We wanted to bring their friends and family, and the Sophia, let us do that. It was huge.
That is awesome. And you're still doing backyard shows during all of this as well?
Mm-hmm. I was going to have one in May. I moved it to June, and I think I have to move the date again because of getting into the film festival. I have to move it forward a week. So probably the week before June 26th, whatever that is the next Corner House comedy show. So
just walk around Tahoe Park. You'll see the flyers.
You will, yeah.
Well, Jack, Luke, and Joe, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Jack Matrenga, Luke Soyne, and Joe Honor are the creators of The Host. It is a new TV show that they have developed, and it's set in Sacramento. There's going to be a screening of the pilot with a live comedy show at the Sophia in Sacramento tomorrow evening. We have a link and more details on our website. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez, thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.